I'd like to call a meeting in order for expansion of the fire teams.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Alder Member Scott.
Here.
Carey.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Ellert.
Here.
Kramer.
Here.
Mayor Wright.
Here. Okay, I'd like to welcome all of our visitors here tonight. First of all, take a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
All in favor? Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Mayor's report. I'd just like to thank Outreach for their bingo night on the other Saturday night. It was packed house as usual, and a lot of fun was had, and sure enjoy it. And thank everyone that what Outreach does for the community is really a remarkable. We appreciate everything. Also, like to remind everyone to get out and vote. It's very important. Everybody should get out and vote. Citywide cleanup is coming up April 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to remind everyone of that. If there's people out there that need help, need assistance with things around their house or whatever, that they need to get a hold of the High Level Odessa bunch, and they will certainly put you on the list and do everything they can to help you out. It's always a good time, always a lot of participation, and we appreciate everything that they do. And lastly, I'd just like to wish everyone a happy Easter and be safe. With that, we'll start with Alderman reports. Alderman Kramer.
Had a citizen contact me this past week about a parking issue in their neighborhood, and I want to throw kudos toward Chief Thompson and Darren for handling that, because I didn't have the answers without contacting them, and they did a wonderful job communicating that to him, and it's much appreciated what you guys do. So I'm with that audio.
Thank you. Alderman Paulson.
No report tonight.
Thank you. Alderman Nader.
The only thing I have is the trash cans are blowing around. I had a report today that there were trash cans out in the streets. I just want to remind citizens that once your trash has been emptied, that cans do not sit out there for 7 days, you know, a week. You need to pull those back. Isn't that a good app as well? I mean,
I think so.
So I just remind people that you're not supposed to leave. How does the ordinance on that read? Do you know?
I'd have to.
But I mean,
basically 24 hours, yeah. But I think we need to be a little lenient right now. We just changed everybody's pickup days.
Okay.
You know,
that's probably true. Yeah. But that's all I had.
Thank you. Alderman Strong.
I would like to thank everyone on behalf of Outreach for Saturday night. We couldn't get another person in here. And also, I know they've changed trash pickup dates. They have not picked up in our area today. Is there a reason?
They're going to be back tomorrow morning. They weren't able to finish the route today, so they'll be back in the morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Curry.
The only thing I would like to say is that we have one member of this council that is not going to be here next Alderman meeting, and Sean, I would just like to thank you for your service, and we'll give you an appropriate remembrance next week or next time.
You'll be here next week.
Oh, I'll be here. Yeah. I hope you define appropriate better.
I'll go into it.
Okay, next we have the public hearing to establish the annual sewer rate. So our public hearing will open at 7:04. Is there anyone in the public would like to speak to the sewer rate? If not, we'll close the public hearing 7:05.
Just like to comment that is a decrease to the SIERA charge, just for clarification.
Any public comments tonight? Okay. No old business. We'll move on to new business. Okay, first off, we have bill number 2024-04, introduction and reading of proposed ordinance approving the final plat for Odessa Commercial Park, a subdivision in Odessa, Lafayette County, Missouri. First reading.
I'll make a motion that we approve bill number 2024-04, first reading.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Discussion.
I attended the planning and zoning meeting this week where they were talking about this, and I have also met the individuals that are going to that are doing this. And so I personally think it's a wonderful thing that this is happening, and with planning and zoning and did approve all of this, and I think they spent quite a lot of time looking at it. I just had one now that I've seen this and see where all of these five lots are. My question, just a question, that lot three, well, it like covers a half of one parking lot and half of another. Is there a reason why that lot was designed in that way, or is that
left to speak to it, or can you speak to it?
I can.
It was hard to see the map during the meeting the other night, and once it was over, we saw the big plan. And now that I've had a chance to look at that and this, I see lot one and two, and I understand that. Just a question as to why lot three is the figure that it is.
My name's Tim Banner. That was the agreement that we reached with the present owner to. Really has more to do with lot two than lot three, the parking that we needed for lot two. So that's how it got a little odd.
Okay, where it crossed the main road and went up. To me, it looks like it's taken up part of lot four.
It's actually taken up part of it. It was supposed to be a bigger lot for the lot two, and we had to compromise to
okay.
The answer. But I understand the question. It's kind of odd.
I mean, it's just, it's a weird shape. So that's the only question that I had. I think this is a great thing that you guys are doing.
Any other questions? All in favor? Sure. Thank you. Okay, bill number 2024-04, introduction and reading of proposed ordinance approving the final plat for Odessa Commercial Park, a subdivision of Odessa, Lafayette County, Missouri, second reading.
Motion that we approve bill number 2024-04, Odessa Commercial Park final plat, second reading.
Oh, I'll second.
Okay, motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, roll call.
Aldermember Starr?
Yes.
Folsom?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Feller?
Yes.
Kramer?
Yes.
Motion carried, given ordinance number 3116.
Okay, thank you. Next we have bill number 2024-05, introduction and reading of a proposed ordinance authorizing the mayor to appoint Amy Finch to the position of finance director for the city of Odessa, Missouri. First reading.
I'll make a motion we approve bill number 2024-05, first reading, to appoint finance director Amy Finch.
Second that.
Motion and a second. Discussion?
So we went through a pretty extensive interview process. We had about 10 applicants and two finalists that we went through two rounds of interviews with. We had different board members a part of the process, and it was a very tough decision because we had two very great candidates. So we, in final, went with Amy Finch, who's currently the city administrator for Atchison, Kansas. She does have to provide a extensive notice to her current employer, so her start date is anticipated for June 17th at this time. She will be a really great asset for us. Most definitely. And she will be.
She has relocated.
Yep.
Did she have an answer for basically stepping backwards into promotion change?
Yep. So she started her career in the city clerk side of local government. And then from there, she received her master's in public administration. So with that degree, typically you go down the city administration path, and she felt that's what she was obligated to do. After working for two different cities in the city administrator capacity, and she just felt like she was better fit and thrived a little bit more with the day-to-day operations and process improvements as opposed to the overall administration.
Awesome. That's a good answer. It really is. Not everybody is a perfect fit. You know, and understanding yourself in that situation is, that's a great answer. So thank you.
Yes.
So if there's no further discussion, all in favor? 5-0. Bill number 2024-05, introduction and reading of a proposed ordinance authorizing the mayor to appoint Amy Finch to the position of finance director for the city of Odessa, Missouri. Second reading.
I would move bill number 2024-05, second reading, to appoint Amy Finch to the position of finance director for the city of Odessa, Missouri.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Further discussion? If not, roll call.
Aldermember Polson?
Yes.
Starr?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Eller?
Yes.
Kramer?
Yes.
Motion carry, given ordinance number 3117.
Thank you very much. Okay, next we have resolution number 2024-07, proposed resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into an engagement with Dakota Municipal Law, LLC for services, city attorney, city prosecutor, and special counsel, economic development, legal services for the city of Odessa, Missouri.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2024-07, authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Lauber Municipal Law for the city of Odessa's services.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Discussion?
How long is this term? How long is this? Just this year to year?
No, so we haven't renewed this since 2017 when we entered into an agreement with them. So this is, they've renewed their terms, so they needed us to re-enter into that.
I clarify that. They added two new partners, and so we went from an LLC to something different. And so we had to change our corporate name everywhere and get rid of the LLC. And with that, it was a good opportunity to send out updated terms and conditions to get everybody standardized. And that's really what this is. It's just the new ones that have our proper corporate name.
Okay.
But if you ever have any questions about how it works or what are some changes, I'm happy to talk.
You have a lot of space reading all of this. So I was just curious.
You have something, John?
Yes, I just want to say that having them in our yard with us is a fantastic thing. Having people that are focused on municipalities has been a real improvement for the city of Odessa over the way we've handled that business in the past. And so thank you, Todd. Make sure Joe hears that from me. Because if you follow city government along like I have over the years, and there's been other attorneys involved that could have done a better job representing the city of Odessa, that they just weren't as focused on what municipalities need as you guys are, and it shows, and it's appreciated.
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Okay, proposed budget, 2024-2025 budget.
One moment. I just want to get the slides pulled up here.
Good evening, Mayor and Board of Aldermen.
Tonight, you will be voting on the budget in its entirety. So you'll see on the agenda the capital improvement plan, the salary compensation schedule, the fee schedule, and then the budget itself. So I do want to just go through, you've seen these slides many times now, but I will go through them once more, just as a quick overview.
Has anything changed?
I did have one thing change on the CIP, so I guess I could jump to it, but I want to steal my... Okay, so starting on the first content slide with building and construction, so we'll go into our new proposed fees with this budget. So we'll start with the new building permit fees that are proposed. So it'll be a $50 fee for fence permits, an $80 demolition permit, and then a pool permit for in-ground versus above-ground at $75 versus $25. And just to reiterate, these are intended to move some of our permitting process away from the calculated structure so we can do a more online permit process where people can interact with our city offices online and not necessarily have to come in to do the things that they do. So moving on to the next slide, we have the plan review process. So the plan review is a part of our services that we do with IBTS, our building code officials. They, in return, when they do plan review, they charge us these fees. So this is a somewhat of a filtration fee, if you will. The cost for plan review of a residential accessory building would be $110. The residential new single family plan review would be $275. And then all other residentials would be for the, all other residential related buildings would be 25% of the building permit fee. And for commercial, for all types, will be 25% of the building permit fee, as well as a sign permit fee of $75 for a permanent sign and $25 for a temporary. Moving on to the next slide, we have the special building construction inspection. So this is for when a business owner or building owner is seeking assistance from IBTS and requires an inspection of some sort outside of our building permitting process. This again is a filtration fee just to cover the costs that we would be owed to IBTS. So this is $175 per hour for off-hour inspections. Re-inspections would be $100 per hour, and then all other inspections would be $100 per hour. And then next we have a proposed fee change to the business license fees. What we're working to do here is to establish that all business licenses will be $60 per year per business. Across the board, as opposed to the current fee structure that we have where there are different amounts generally. We also will be adding the dishonored instrument charge at $25 as opposed to $10. And then for zoning, we have the $75 fee for filing an appeal to the Board of Appeals or to the Board of Adjustments. A rezoning application would cost $150 plus the publication cost. A conditional use permit application would be $150 plus the publication cost. A variance application would be $100 plus the publication cost. A vacation would be $100 plus the publication cost. A lot split would be $100. A preliminary plat would be $150, and a final plat would be $150. And that is all of the fee changes that we have in this proposed budget. So moving to utility revenue, we'll start with water sales. So we are proposing a 3% increase in the base rate for water. The cost per 100 gallons will stay the same as it has, 55 cents per 100 gallons. And the base rate is moving from $26.20 to $26.99. Moving on to the wastewater charge, as I mentioned earlier, the SIRA charge will be decreasing from $10.62 to $9.64, almost a $1 decrease. This rate is a monthly charge, and it's based on the outstanding debt service and CIP costs for the wastewater fund. The customer, or the base rate and the cost per 100 gallons will stay the same as it has in years past. Moving on to the electric sales, per the City of Odessa ordinance, the electric rates increase at a 3% rate each year. So for residential, commercial, industrial, and demand primary meter, each of those customer charges will be increasing by 3%. And the kilowatt hour does also see an increase as well of just less than 3%. Do you have any questions regarding the utility fee or rates? Okay, moving on to the general fund revenue projections. So we've gone through these in our budget workshops. It's been a little while, but from our original proposed projections, we have not changed much at all. And from our last presentation 2 weeks ago, none of these items have changed. So real estate tax, we had a 1% increase, personal property, a 2% decrease. County use tax was a 9% increase. County sales tax, that's remaining flat. City sales tax, we have a 3% increase budgeted. Motor fuel tax, a 3% increase. And then franchise, transient guests, and city stickers all remain flat. Other revenue sources in the general fund, we have the merchant licenses, which we did show a 9% increase due to the fee changes. The building permits will be a 2% increase. Cigarette stamps remaining flat. Fines and fees for court costs are decreasing, a 12% decrease to court costs. Animal impound remaining flat. Dog licenses and UTV permits remaining flat. And then the school resource officer income did increase significantly due to now having 4 school resource officers, which we share that expense with the school district. So when the school district pays us, it comes into our budget as revenue. Any questions regarding that section?
Why is court costs increasing?
We saw kind of a spike in court after COVID. So we took such a period off during COVID. We saw a major increase, and we adjusted our budget slightly to accommodate for that. And now it's kind of coming back down. We also had in that time period, we had a change in our municipal judge as well. So each judge, the fines are negated by the judge. So there's a difference in just operating, generally speaking. Good question.
That just seems strange to me.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to personnel. So we do have a 6% salary increase budgeted, along with our normal 7.65% FICA. We currently have in the budget for Missouri loggers 8.8% for admin, and then 7.4% for police. For health and dental, we had 5%. We decreased that to a no increase after communication from our insurance provider. For life and disability, we just have the standard rates. And for workers' compensation, we anticipated a 5% increase. And for the proposed benefits, so we are proposing in this budget 8 hours of paid time off, or paid volunteer time off for employees, allowing them to be able to spend a little bit of time giving back to the Odessa community. And for our for the qualified high deductible plan for health insurance for our city employees, we've made an adjustment Nationally, there was an adjustment made to the contribution that can be made to the HSA. So it was at $1,500, and due to changes at the federal level, that's changed to $1,600. So we wanted to reflect that for our staff. So we're increasing for employee only from $1,500 to $1,600. And then for employee plus, we are changing that from what was $1,500 to now $3,200. And that would be for employee plus spouse, employee plus children, or employee and family. Again, that is for their HSA contribution. Moving on to the salary compensation schedule. So we did not put in a rate change to the salary compensation schedule this year, but we did have a few just position title changes in the grade 4, 5, 7, and 8. We changed the water laborer to a water or wastewater technician. And then there are 4 different licenses that can be held by those employees. So there's A, B, C, and D. And then we also added the court administrator title as well. Those are the only changes for the salary compensation schedule. Moving on to the transportation sales tax fund. The transportation sales tax fund on the revenue side, you can see the increase to the transportation sales tax itself from 314 to 324. The TAP grant amount, because we've had the downtown sidewalk project budgeted for a multiple of years, this year, this should be the year that we get it done. And the TAP grant amount, as you can see, has stayed the same for what we are anticipated to receive from the Missouri Department of Transportation. We have budgeted interest income, and then we have $399,000 of reserves coming from the transportation sales tax fund for the sidewalk project, and then a total of $646,000 coming from general fund reserves for the sidewalk project and a portion of the street plan. And then as well as a transfer from the electric department to help cover the costs of the downtown sidewalk project. For transportation sales tax expenses, you can see our auditor fees, our continued equipment rentals. We have the paver, the roller, and the excavator. And then the street plan itself, you can see a decrease in the street plan, and that is primarily due to the downtown sidewalk project. We'll be using a portion of street plan dollars for the project. And then the sidewalk repair as a total expense, this is what was 1.7 was what was originally budgeted, and now we're at 2.29 for the total downtown sidewalk project, including grant dollars and the city's portions from other funds.
So what is the auditor fee in this section? I mean, that went up quite a bit. How come I didn't notice that?
So we have the auditor fee gets charged to each fund.
And this is just a portion of it's quite an increase.
Yes.
Did we ever get the auditor?
We're still working on that, unfortunately.
And this is the same company, and they're just charging.
And the rates are kind of adjusted. The auditor fees, how we differentiate those between different funds, are based on the fund size. So it kind of fluctuates depending on which fund it's hitting.
And that auditor report should be coming. I mean, we have the report, right? We just don't have the...
We have everything is done except for the report. So the audit is complete. We just haven't received the finalized copy of the report from the auditors. We're still working on it, and we're working with Lauber's office to get that done for us. So.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the 2024 street plan. As I previously said, the street plan is a little bit smaller than it has been in the last few years, and that is due to the downtown sidewalk project, which includes the paving of Mason Street and the paving of the parking stalls on 2nd Street. So half of the street plan's budget this year will be going towards those paving projects, and the other half will be going towards these paving projects. So the overlay projects consist of Ozark Short Line and Owl Creek, as well as a valley gutter on Hotway. And then if you Well, I guess you guys have. On the next slide, we have the Chip and Seal Streets. We have Kirkpatrick, Bonita Street, Opera House, Owl Creek, Green Circle, Mount Hope, Leitner Circle, Ozark Short Line, Owl Creek, the 900 block, and then Clayton Drive, Bonita Drive, and then a portion for Gold Mix Asphalt. Again, the chip and seal really just helps with our street plan replacement. It helps prolong the extended maintenance and the overlay. So chip and seal is very critical to our overall process. Moving on to the capital improvement plan. This is the last section of the budget. In the general fund, we call it the general fund because it's kind of servicing the general fund, but really it's the capital improvement fund. And it services capital needs for police, parks, streets, and admin. In year one of the capital improvement fund, we have a police vehicle replacement, a parks mower replacement, a portion of the pool lounger replacements at the pool for parks department, as well as the poolside landing pad. We also have the addition of a skid steer for the street department and a trailer addition for the street department. And then for the admin department, we have a truck replacement that will be for the building maintenance position, as well as one of the three HVAC systems here at the community building. Moving on to the electric department. So we have the debt service principal payments for the AMI system, the automated meter system. We also have the annual pole replacement for materials. We have the annual live front transformer replacement, some renovations at the power plant for the flooring, as well as a security substation renovation for the fencing area around the substation. We have some much needed maintenance for the 09 bucket truck, as well as continued work on the circuit conversions and a 2011 truck replacement, and then a boom lift that will be split 50-50 with the electric department and the wastewater department. This is the only change I've made from last meeting, and I handed you guys the CIP. So on the electric department's CIP, not in year one, so as I just read year one, that all stays the same. But for year two, I did add Second Street pole replacements at the bottom for $70,000. So that will be to replace the poles that are between downtown area. Once we get the downtown poles replaced, the poles north of the railroad tracks have already been replaced in years past, so those are black. So this is to replace the, I believe, four poles between downtown and the railroad tracks. So south of the railroad tracks before downtown by Railroad Park and Valero gas station.
It's pretty ones.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So we will have green poles in that area that will stick out like a sore thumb for a short amount of time, but I wanted to make sure this was in here so we're aware that we will be planning to replace those at a later date. We just want to focus on downtown right now, and then the electric department will pay for the additional pole replacement there. So that's the only change. And again, that's year two. So the only thing that's funded in the capital improvement plan right now is year one for each of the different funds. So this is year two, three, four, five. It is our plan and it is not funded at this time. Moving on to the water fund, we have the AMI principal payment for the water department. This is for the automated meters. We also have the downtown water line replacement, which is currently open for bid, and we'll have the bid opening on April 5th. So that's coming up very soon. And we have the replacement of a 1998 Chevy 1-ton, replacement of sand in the sand filter, a new locator and leak detector, and a new gate at the water plant. And last but not least, we have the wastewater fund. So we have the 50-50 boom lift split between the electric department and the wastewater department. We also have an 06 Dodge Ram replacement for a new service truck and an equipment trailer, as well as the sewer reline study. And that is all that's included in the 2024-2025 budget for this year. If you have any additional questions, I can answer them now, but we do have the vote coming up after the CIP resolution, the salary schedule resolution, and the fee schedule resolution. And then last on the agenda will be the adoption by ordinance of the 2024-2025.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
We thought we'd be doing this again this year.
I was able to just have to come back in on the tail end.
All I did was present. So how are you handling it? This, you know, with her being gone and not going to get somebody till June.
Yeah.
You're back again doing two jobs, or
it's only 3 months, so
it's a lot.
I keep telling myself survive anything for 3 months.
Well, we appreciate your help doing two halves again. Yes. You know, so it's good job.
Thank you.
Absolutely, I was going to say the same thing. Donna, feed me to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's you do good work. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have resolution number 2024-08, proposed resolution adopting the capital improvement plan for the fiscal years 2024-25 through 2028-29.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution number 2024-08, capital improvement plan.
I will second that.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No? All in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Okay, resolution 2024-09, proposed resolution approving and adopting the fiscal year 2024-2025 City of Odessa fee schedule.
I'll make the motion that we approve resolution 2024-09 for the City of Odessa fee schedule.
Second. Motion and second. Discussion? All in favor? Zero. Okay, next we have resolution 2024-10, proposed resolution approving the fiscal year 2024-2025 City of Odessa, Missouri salary compensation schedule.
Motion to approve resolution 2024-10. Proposed approval of the 2024-2025 City of Odessa, Missouri salary compensation schedule.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? If not, all in favor? 5-0. Okay. Okay, next we have bill number 2024-06. Introduction and reading of proposed ordinance adopting and approving the city's annual budget for fiscal year 2024-25 and appropriating funds accordingly. First reading.
I'll make a motion that we approve bill number 2024-06, first reading of the consideration adoption of final budget.
I will second that motion.
Discussion?
Good job to everyone who worked on this. This is a big project, and you guys put a lot of work in, and it shows, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All in favor? 5-0. Okay, bill number 2024-06, introduction and reading of proposed ordinance adopting and approving the city's annual budget for fiscal year 2024-25. And appropriating funds accordingly. Second reading.
I would move to make a motion to approve resolution 2024-06, consideration and adoption of the final budget.
Bill number.
Bill.
Bill number. Bill. Yeah.
Bill number two resolution.
Okay. Yeah. Bill number 2024-06.
Sure.
Second reading.
You got it.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Discussion? If not, roll call.
Aldermember Eller?
Yes.
Polson?
Yes.
Starr?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Kramer?
Yes.
Okay, our next scheduled meeting will be April the 8th at 7 o'clock. No closed session. So I would take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor? Zero. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.